In the beginning, before Kubrick, before Clark, before Gernsback, before Wells and Verne, there was nothing, no fandom, no tales of wonder to grip the imaginings of men. The amazing and startling revelations of the galaxy, which now stun our senses, were not. And men's minds were clothed in blackness and superstition as they gazed at the heavens and the new worlds about them and understood not what they saw. Except for some. Some who had been touched by a light, by a spirit which, having gestated formless aeons ago in the furthermost depths of our universe, did reach across the parsecs to this island Earth. Thus did the universe prepare for the coming of its patron saint. Throughout the ages, these men of enlightened knowledge spread the word, and others reached their minds towards the heavens. Small groups of like-minded men were formed, calling themselves Fen. And amongst these Fen, whispers were heard of one who carried with him astounding stories and other works of awesome imagination. Some said that he spoke of Arthur and the Round Table as if it were yesteryear, and others yet of a strange light around him. Be that as it may, preordained events were to crystallize in time at a certain township in England, whereupon the spirit of St. Fantony was revealed, and that which took place in those far-off days of antiquity was forevermore to be encompassed within the forms and rituals of the Order of St. Fantony.